Visualize yourself in a place that you feel safe in. That could be a place either from your life or one that only exists in your imagination. Do your best to get all your senses involved. What do you see, hear, sense, smell, taste, and touch? Go back and forth from getting an awareness of the overall picture and noticing details. So you really fill it in nicely. Slow down your breathing a little bit. Really come into this moment right here. When you have a thought coming across your mind, just say, oh well, and place your awareness back where you'd like it to be, which is on visualizing where you're at. Good. And now I want you to visualize a higher power in front of yourself. That could be either your higher self. It could be maybe a mentor figure, somebody you trust. Or it could be even your notion of God or spirit guide, something that really speaks to you. And really do your best to see that being in front of yourself in your imagination. For those of you who are a little bit more advanced, you can go from closed eyes to open eyes, so you are creating this place around yourself with your eyes open and visualizing your higher power with your eyes open. I highly recommend that you eventually be able to do that, but take your time with that. Are you in your safe place? Your higher power is in front of yourself. I want you to imagine you're breathing in and out of your heart. Visualize breathing in and out of your heart, deep breaths. And you're breathing into the heart or essence of this higher power. In other words, you're creating a heart-to-heart connection through your breath. So you really be with this higher power as much as you can, connecting heart-to-heart, creating a heart coherence. Nice. Now let's do the induction. I'm going to say it, and you can either just use that or say it in your own words. Dear higher power, whatever your name for the higher power might be, I ask you to please protect, support, guide, and give me love for this ritual. And I also want you and myself to know that I'm not wanting to hurt myself or others in this ritual. So I'm going to be visualizing very difficult scenarios, and I don't mean to come any of that to come true. I'm practicing this because of my love for acting, to deepen myself in my craft, and also to lose my fear of my emotions, to really get comfortable with all my emotions, and in a sense to free myself in that way. Thank you. First emotion will be joy. And as described in your handout, there's always three ways to produce an emotion: through imagination only, a hybrid, or scenarios from your life. And ideally, you would be able to do it from all three, but every person, actor, has different preferences. And part of what you're doing here is to explore. So pick one of those three. So imagine an experience where you felt joy. And I always want you to be connecting it to another person. So visualize again where you are. Get as detailed as you can. And also pause the recording here to really give yourself some extra time. Notice the overall feel of the place. Visualize it as precisely as you can by going back and forth between overall and details. Recommend practicing with your coffee cup for a more detailed ability to visualize as well. Now I want you to also involve what you're hearing. Is there any sounds in this space? Is there any smells? Do you have any taste in your mouth for whatever reason? What are you touching? What is this other person with you that's there? Are they giving you good news? Whatever would create joy for you. But as we always say, people cast eyes. Your eyes come alive if you're connected to another human being. That's just how we're wired as people, and that's what the camera also picks up. Let me make that connection. And again, if you need more time, can always just pause the recording. I recommend doing 3 to 5 minutes with each of your emotions. Okay, so now we'll go on to the next one, anger. So again, pick one of those three options that we have. Where are you? All your senses involved? What is this other person doing that is making you so angry? And here I have a strong recommendation, because we really want to get out of our heads about this. I want you to take a baseball bat, pillow, anything you can beat something with, and or you can use your fists, and really imagine there's no consequences, no bad karma, nothing. That's why initially we're saying you don't mean to really hurt anybody else or yourself, because all of us, we're good people, and if we don't put that in there, subconsciously we might think, we really are going to hurt somebody. And we all know the power of visualization. That's why this is a ritual where you're creating a safe place, connecting to a higher power, all of that in order to really allow yourself to go deep. So here's where that comes into play. So really let that person have it, that baseball bat or pillow, and really go for it. Really feel it in your body. really allow yourself to completely let go. And again, you can either do it with your eyes open and really visualize the whole space and everything, or you can do it with your eyes closed, whatever makes you feel comfortable. It's not comfortable, whatever you can do to really facilitate that experience for yourself. Imagine, you know, in movies often, you know, people kill people. So imagine, you know, like I said, there's no karma, nothing bad's going to happen to you. Just, it's also very liberating to really just let somebody really have it. So really go for it. And I'm going to move on here, so pause your tape if you need more time, which you probably will. 3 to 5 minutes, I recommend. Next, let's go back to joy. Now, you know these Academy Award-winning performances we're watching, the fluidity. That's why we're really going from these one extremes to the other, to really be able to get that. And you will. Trust yourself and practice. So you can use the same scenario that you did earlier with joy, or a different one. The beginning, practice with your eyes closed because it's easier, but then practice with your eyes open. And I want you to also, for all of them, see what movement wants to happen in your body. Do you want to jump up and down? Do you want to hug yourself? Do you want to run around the room? Like whatever you want to do. And allow those impulses, get in touch with your impulses. Acting is really about being in touch with something deeper than your head, your mind. You want to get into your guts, into your instincts. That's what's powerful. And that's what's also fun about it. Okay? Good. And maybe what sound wants to come out. You always want to go for what movement is in my body and what sound might there be. So really, really let go here. This is a freedom ritual, getting to know yourself. Again, I'm going to move on. Pause the recording, give yourself that extra time. And now let's go to sadness. Pick one of the three options. Place, person, sound, and don't try to actually in the beginning have words. Just let a sound come. It may be a wailing, it may be whatever comes, and then the movement. And don't think of this is how I would act or whatever. You know, maybe your movement is just a flowing movement. There is going to be something in your body. Don't think of it and let go of the result-oriented thinking. If no sadness comes, that's how people screw themselves in their acting. They'll look for a result. It's like, you know, you're trying to, you know, grow a little sapling and you keep looking at the roots to see if it's growing. No. Keep visualizing. Keep visualizing the place you're in, the person that this is happening with, and the emotion sooner or later will come. And it will come when you focus on what's happening. In life, you don't ask yourself, am I sad? Am I sad? No, you're dealing with, you know, looking at somebody that may have just died or an accident or something that makes you feel really sad. Good. Pause the tape. Give yourself more time. Going back to joy. Again, three options. Place, all emotions involved. No, not all emotions, all senses involved. Sometimes maybe a different emotion may come. Just, you know, keep visualizing, keep going deeper with it. Good. Now fear, same thing as we discussed. Pause the tape and move on. Joy, deep, deep joy. What makes you really, really happy? Mix it up. Maybe from your life. Imagination. Maybe you won an Oscar, maybe you won the lottery, maybe the person you've always loved asks you to marry them, or you finally get into the house you want, maybe you get that role you like, just or maybe, you know, something that happened, or maybe just a complete fantasy. Maybe you're in a sci-fi movie and you can fly, you know, whatever. Exercise your imagination. And that's really the beautiful thing about acting, that you get to do that. That you have a craft, a job, a profession where that's what you do for a living, to really, really create worlds with your imagination. Okay, next emotion, abandonment. And again, this is a tough one. Well, they all are. And make it specific about a person again. Where are you? What's happening? As I've been saying. Spend 3 to 5 minutes, pause the tape. Now let's go back to joy. And actors often ask me that, what to do when I get stuck in something. Keep practicing. Read the book Healing Trauma. There is a reason why we pendulate like that. Like, understand the mechanism. And that book is a really good resource. And just, if don't push yourself. If you cannot get into an emotion, just say, okay, well, practice the other ones. Be gentle with yourself. Be kind with yourself. Really allow yourself to make the sounds, make the movements. Sometimes if you're stuck, let's say, in fear, it's easier to get out of it by going into anger, where we, like guys often, they get stuck in anger, go into sadness or fear, kind of go into the opposite emotions if you have a hard time. Eventually you won't need to do that, but just try that out if something is difficult for you. So really go into your joy. Okay, take as much time as you need. Pause the tape, recording. Now we're doing the closing induction. Visualize yourself in your safe place again, of all your senses. And now say something along the lines of, you can repeat with me, whatever works for you. Dear Higher Power, thank you for all your love, support, guidance, protection. And again, I want to say that I didn't mean to hurt anybody, nor myself. I don't wish anybody anything bad. I just am doing this to free myself from my emotional blockages, help myself to go deeper in all my emotions, and really become a master craftsman for my acting, because I know this is my instrument. I have to be able to play it like a Stradivari, like a master violinist, like a dancer with their body, with their movement, a basketball player. This is my version of that. And I'm doing it because I have a very deep, deep love for this. Beyond all my desires to be seen, noticed, this is much deeper. And this is why I'm doing this. So thank you for your love, support, and guidance. This ritual is now complete. Good. So if your eyes are not already open, open your eyes. And I want you to tap yourself all over your body to really bring yourself back into the present moment, because you really went on a huge journey here. I mean, this is really, I mean, the more you do it, I mean, this is powerful, very powerful. So tap yourself all over to bring yourself back. And also, now in the room, look at three different objects and tell yourself what they look like, just because your sense of vision is so strong to, you know, bring you where, to the present, or somewhere else for that matter. That's why we're doing all that practice. So yeah, take the first object, describe it to yourself. Second object, describe it to yourself. Third object. Beautiful.